This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Location at the Endeavor Refinery in Mandan, North Dakota, site of President Donald Trump's visit to the great state of North Dakota, the 45th President of the United States. And preparations well underway here, mainly logistics things from some members of the media setting up cameras and the whatnot, the cameras that'll carry this across the world on all different measures of television networks, going to get all set up. But the scene is perfect. It really is just a beautiful scene out here because I'm looking right now at the podium just straight ahead of me that the president will stand at later today. And behind that is, you know, one of the more prominent stacks that you see, and everybody's very familiar with that Mandan landmark at the refinery. And, of course, they have, with the help of a crane, got a huge flag behind the president, right about at the stack. So it's just going to be a great scene out here. In front of him, about 700 cheers for people that have been invited from various groups to participate. Today is about an important piece of policy for the president of the United States. It's about tax reform. The last major significant tax reform we had in this country was 1986, led by Ronald Reagan. It really gave rocket fuel to an incredible economic boom that lasted well through the dot-com days into Bill Clinton's tenure in 2000. All of that from Ronald Reagan in 1986. That's how important this is. What will happen as a result of this trip and other trips like it to convince members of Congress to support tax reform has the potential to do what Ronald Reagan did for our economy. That's how big a deal. And obviously that's a big deal for North Dakota that does a pretty good job of weathering economic storms that happened in other places. You don't go quite as high, don't go quite as low, that old story, right? But it's very important for the country. Very, very important for the country. So that's what today is about. Today is about a visit from the 45th President of the United States, honoring the people of the great state of North Dakota. I have a couple of excerpts from his speech, and I was really moved by this line that the president said. He said, "I want all of America to be inspired by the North Dakota example. This state is a reminder of what can happen when we promote American jobs instead of obstructing them." I love it. He also will say, "The pipe fitters and plumbers, the nurses and police officers, all the people like you who pour their hearts into every penny earned in both the offices and oil fields of America, you are the ones who carry this nation on your backs. And it is time you get the relief you deserve." Isn't that great? Fantastic. The person that will be at the bottom of the stairs to Air Force One in a few hours to greet the President of the United States is our Governor, Doug Burgum, who joins us now for a little preview of the day. Hi, Governor. How are you?
Good morning, Scott.
What do you think about today?
Well, it's a great day for North Dakota.
Doesn't get much better than this, does it?
Well, it's absolutely fantastic. Of course, anytime a president visits a state like ours, that's a historic moment. But to have the president choosing this backdrop to talk about the very important tax reform that he is pushing is extra special because this is so overdue. I mean, it's been since 1986 with Ronald Reagan where we've had someone step up and with a pro-growth, pro-jobs, pro-worker, pro-America agenda, and it's absolutely fantastic.
So by my guess, you probably have inside of a minute of chit-chat on the tarmac with the president today. Have you got a priority list of what you want to get in on that in that minute?
Well, I thought we'd spend like 45 seconds talking about what a great job you do. That seems like the obvious thing to me. I don't know.
That would be rather boring. I'm thinking you got to get some more meat on the bones than that.
Yeah, no, we'll be along with the First Lady and Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. We'll be there at there, and of course, it is it's a tremendous honor to welcome him to the state, first time as president of the state. Of course, he was here last year for the Petroleum Council and had a great reception. But yeah, it's a real honor to be able to greet him.
He probably remembers, knowing the president's political skills, that you were a candidate at the time for the Republican nomination for a governor who wasn't afraid to say that you supported Donald Trump. He was the nominee. Many didn't want to say his name. That was kind of the game, and a lot of the press would say, do you support Donald Trump? And then they'd say, well, I support whoever the nominee is. You said it by name, and I would imagine he remembers that. You've seen him a few times since. What do you expect in the chance that you do have some significant dialogue to be the top conversation today?
Well, I think, we want to talk about North Dakota, and like you say, about, the impact that North Dakota is having on the nation and the world. Because when you think about one of the things that's really changing the geopolitical nature of the world, and when we've got things going on like North Korea right now, it's really important, for America, to be secure. And one of the ways that we're secure is when we've got energy security. And anybody that grew up that's my age grew up knowing one thing, being told by the media and by the, one thing, and that was that we were all going to run out of oil and we're going to run out of energy and the world was going to go dark. We're going to run out of food. Now we're in a world of abundance. And the reason why we have abundant energy and abundant food is, it's American ingenuity, American risk takers, American entrepreneurs. And a lot of that's happening right here in North Dakota with what was pioneered in the Bakken in terms of, turning America back into an energy powerhouse and what we've done in agriculture. And so, I think the president, by coming here, is really acknowledging the fact that North Dakota's played a role in changing the geopolitical balance.
Governor Doug Burgum is joining us today from the state capitol. He'll be greeting the president today and with him at the Endeavor Refinery in Mandan, along with Senator Hovind, Congressman Kramer, Senator Heitkamp, as well as a good deal of contingent from his cabinet. And Kellyanne Conway, by the way, is going to join us at the bottom of the hour, senior advisor to the president, and we'll also get to your calls and what you want to hear from the president today and what you think the headline of the day is. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. Ryan Zinke, the Interior Secretary, Scott Pruitt, the EPA Administrator, will be along. Energy Secretary Rick Perry is coming along with him today. Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary. Many of these folks that you've met in your visits to the White House. Talk about, Governor, what you see just from an overall North Dakota perspective. What's most important? There's a lot on the plate right now. He's obviously stumping for tax reform. That's huge. But you have a lot of things on the regulatory front that are important. You have the health care issue. What's most important for North Dakota from the perspective of yourself and Lieutenant Governor Sanford, the state government? What are you pressing the federal government and the Trump administration specifically on?
Well, I'd say, and I've said this before, but I would give the administration high marks in terms of what their agenda means to North Dakota. With, Ryan Zinke in Interior, we've got someone who's, that is obviously got, I think, from Montana. He's a neighbor. He understands the tribal issues. He understands the Missouri River. He understands the environment, but he also understands the importance to energy development on federal lands, including tribal lands. And so I think that, I know we're going to have some tribal leaders that are there today as well. And so I think that's really, positive. We got Mnuchin, Gary Cohn, two super smart economic advisors that are helping drive this tax policy that's going to be great for America. One of the things I hope that the president will also talk about is that, all the money that's been left overseas, parked overseas because of our punitive corporate tax policy. But, you've got our, all of the, American's flagship companies, the ones that have an opportunity to really drive our economic growth and create lots of jobs. When you have a 35% corporate tax rate, and you've already paid your tax overseas, you want to leave your money over there versus bring it back to the U.S., get double taxed back here. I mean, if you think about that, if you think of a 35% tax rate every time you moved a dollar across the border, would any of us with our own dollars, I mean, if we had $100 in Minnesota, would you bring it into North Dakota if it was you're going to lose $35? No, you'd figure out a way to, build a building and hire an employee in Minnesota you know, to do that. And even if it costs you 20% more, you'd still be 15% ahead. I mean, the math is simple. And in terms of whatever, we, you know, the tech companies alone have over $1 trillion of overseas profits they'd like to bring home. You throw in, you know, all the big manufacturers like GE, pharma companies, everybody else, the number gets over $3 trillion. That's with a T. If you think about the economic stimulus to the U.S., if they could lower the tax rate, allow U.S. corporations to bring spend their dollars at home versus forcing that money overseas, that would be huge. And I know that Mnuchin understands that, Gary Cohn understands that, the president understands that, and I, you know, that would that plus the middle class tax break, those two things combined, you know, job growth in this country would just take off.
I couldn't agree with you anymore. This is an extraordinarily important issue to the whole, you know, economy of the United States of America. We haven't had significant tax reform since 1986, and it is important. There's some heartburn out there politically about Senator Heitkamp getting a, you know, a stage from the president. The reason why is this has to pass. It has to pass, or they're going to get the votes anywhere they can. We're going to talk a little bit about that later on in the program, too. Governor, we'll see you a little later on, and, you know, you don't take 45 seconds, but 5 seconds to say, hey, I have fun when I'm on the show. You should think about it, too. You could throw that plug in today, okay?
Okay, great. But yeah, on the, you know, the last time we passed bipartisan tax reform was when Burdick voted for it in 1980s with Reagan. So we have a chance.
It's time. It's time.
We have time to do that again.
Thanks, Governor. Appreciate the time.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major hidden crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. The North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a soybean cyst nematode soil testing program again this year, free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the NDSU Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Each farmer can request up to 3 bags on a first-come, first-served basis. Soil testing bags from NDSU Extension must be used for the testing. Contact your local county agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same. It's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Counting down the visit of the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. We're at the Endeavor Refinery in Mandan today. I'm being better about this today. Have you noticed, Todd? I'm not referring it to as the... Well, we could say sort of like Prince, the refinery formerly known as Tesoro, now endeavor, but I did have some grief with that yesterday. I'm multitasking here. Todd?
So am I. I'm listening to the final you said.
You're multitasking too. No, you go ahead.
Yeah. What you need? Sorry.
I don't need anything. I just was. So logistically, I'll just explain for folks that, you know, so we're doing the show in the middle of a refinery, right? So I'm standing on some dirt behind a platform where all the cameras are. I can kind of maneuver around the cameras and look directly at the refinery. They're testing things like what kind of music they're going to be using later, like stuff like this, you know. Do they want me to go on the stage? I could and just wave and give thumbs up.
Ladies and gentlemen, testing 1-2.
All right, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, testing 1-2. See.
Well, we know it works.
Yeah, exactly right. Bring that music up. Let it rip. So anyway, there's, I don't know, probably around 100 folks here, I would say. Most of them are members of the media that are setting up the cameras. There is a platform directly from the, you know, straight on to the platform that where all the cameras go. And then in front of them is, of course, 700 white chairs. And then behind that, a beautiful scene. I mean, really a beautiful scene of American energy renaissance right there, a huge American flag and the Endeavor stacks that are here. So it's just, it's pretty neat. That's where we are.
I didn't realize it's going to be called Tesoro over the next 10, 20 years, so.
Yeah, well, it's a phase-out thing, but they made it clear today when they brought us in that it is Endeavor. But there's a few signs around that say Endeavor, formerly known as Tesoro.
Well, so. The refinery.
It is the refinery.
We only
that
have
works
one
too.
There.
Yeah, exactly right. That works too. Exactly right. Hey, we're going to be at Big Iron next week. Just want to remind you of that. And of course, Big Iron is, well, it's big. It really is. It's the ag show. It is just the place to go. There's like 900 exhibits. It's really incredible. And so, looking forward to that. Butler Machinery, our fine sponsor. We'll be broadcasting from Butler Park or whatever they call the place where they have all that Butler machinery that they'll be. Displaying for folks. We'll be right in the middle of that. Maybe we'll get in one of those cabs, and our friends from Pipers are going to stop by and check things out as well, and be great fun. So love to see you at Big Iron. If you're coming, let me know. Stop by and see us at Butler's location, and plan to be there Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. All right, telephone number is 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text me here, and any questions about the president's visit today or any you know, anything you want to know, anything I can answer. I mean, we've got a few people here, so I can do that. 701-367-2054 to text me, or 701-226-8503 to text.
Did you wear your Make America Great hat, your Make Coal Great Again hat, or your What's in Your Mind hat?
I did not. I have a suit
them?
On today. I have a Donald Trump tie. I'm wearing a Donald Trump tie that my wife was nice enough to pick out for me.
There you go.
How about that?
I've got my What's in Your Mind hat on. I hope I get to wear it in there.
You do. Yeah.
Okay, very good. Nice.
You could.
They'd probably rather, because otherwise my head gets kind of shiny, you know, being bald.
I'd wear the Make America Great. You wear the Make America Great Again hat. You might very well end up on stage.
No, I don't.
That's nice.
And I'm not positive I have my Make Coal Great Again hat, because people had eyes on that thing. That's why I had to take my What's in Your Mind hat home and hide it.
By the way, somebody asked earlier, I don't remember where I answered this question, if it was with Bill Parker, if it was with you guys, if it was with Steve Hallstrom and the crew on the Flag Morning Show, but... somebody asked, will there be protesters? And I said, I have heard nothing. Zippo nada about protesters. And seconds later, I get from the Ace Newsman, Todd Mitchell, reports of the fact that a group calling themselves North Dakota Resisting Trump, their moms must be proud, are meeting on the expressway bridge at 2 p.m. today? Should we be giving this publicity?
Sure.
Maybe we should. Maybe we should. Peaceful demonstration. We must stay out of traffic, and we will be within legal bounds. Well, good. They're not following the lead of the lawless eco-terrorists, at least. They say that the Bismarck PD has been notified. Then they're going to reconvene 3 p.m. by the Tesoro Refinery. Permission from the Mandan PD to be there at the refinery. So in answer to whoever asked me that question, yes, there is some protest. Don't have any idea of the numbers. My guess is not so much. Kind of small. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted you to know that. All right. To the phones we go. 800-228-0550. And Gene in Edgley wants to talk about the Trump visit. What's on your mind, Gene?
Well, I'm from Edgley. I'm about 150 miles away. I'm on the way to Mandan for the Trump event. Plan to be there in a couple hours. I got my White House pass surprisingly last night, and I'm on the road to Mandan this morning.
Are you excited about the visit of the president?
I'm very excited about it. I've always wanted to meet President, and especially President Trump. I would guess my invitation probably had something to do with the writing Vote Trump out in the farm field a year or so ago. So basically driving down the road waiting to get there.
No, I don't remember that sign. So you had a sign that said what?
Vote Trump.
Vote Trump, and mysteriously you got an invite to be part of the festivities today.
Yeah, I put that out in a farm field before the election. I would guess
I
had something
that.
To do with it.
I love
and,
it.
And I was also the one that put the print sign out there, but we're talking Trump today.
Heck of a deal. Well, that's great. Well, I'm glad you got an invite. I'm trying to get a handle on how the invites all were handled. I know members of the congressional delegation had some. I assume the governor had some. North Dakota Petroleum Council had some. They wanted a cross section of industry, business, people that work. The president in the excerpt I read earlier, I gave a shout out to folks in the oil field. I understand he's going to talk about the drought as well, so the ag piece as well. So I think a good cross mix. Obviously, with 700 people, you don't get anywhere near as many people as you'd like to have here. But there'll be a good representation, certainly, of North Dakota. And Gene, I'm glad you're going to be here. I think that's great. And
with only 700 people, maybe your chances of shaking the president's hands probably a little bit better chance.
Exactly right. I hope I haven't gone up there to see what kind of rope line there is. There's not a rope, but there is a little piping with the black curtain on it just below the stage. So you never know. Usually, my experience is watch where the president comes in to the event today, Gene, and then get yourself there before the event ends.
Plenty early.
There you go. Usually on the edges, and then and then you get a good chance on the way out. Thanks, Gene.
Yeah.
Kellyanne Conway, when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Why did Energy Transfer Partners sue Greenpeace, Earth Justice, and other groups over the Dakota Access Pipeline protest? We asked that question of Kelsey Warren, the chairman of Energy Transfer Partners.
This lawsuit is an investment in our future. We've got to send a message. You can't do this. Let's go back and look at what this really was. What it really was a big money raise. It was a big con job to spread false lies to go get sympathizers to contribute money, thinking they're helping some kind of green cause. And it was nothing more than a big scam to raise money. And they raised a lot of money. And what your state took on is unprecedented, and the way you guys handled it is unprecedented. I've never seen anything more impressive than this law enforcement reaction to these bad actors that were in your state. And we feel like it's our duty to now say, wait a minute, this is not over. You think it's over, you've moved to the next pipeline project, but it's not over. You may not be defeated by us, but you're going to have fits trying not to be.
Kelsey Warren on the recently filed lawsuit, and another edition of our radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline protests.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Live from the Endeavor Refinery in Mandan today, where the President of the United States will be here a little later on this afternoon. 2:40 is when he's scheduled to land, and the 3:05 scheduled to speak here about tax reform. What do you want to hear from the President today? What's the headline for today? 800-228-0550. I'm getting some texts with questions about the event itself. Will it be inside or outside? It is outside. Open air. But so far, a little chilly, yes, but a beautiful morning. But you will be outside on a brisk North Dakota day today if you're coming to this particular event. Another question, what is happening with flights leaving Bismarck today? We fly out at 2. What we have is the president is scheduled to arrive at 2:40. No other flights can go 30 minutes before or 30 minutes after. So I just get to the airport early and figure all that out. All right. It's an exciting day for the great state of North Dakota, and it's a pleasure to welcome back to the program one of President Trump's most trusted advisors, Kellyanne Conway. Hey, Kellyanne, nice to have you back. How are you?
Hey, Scott. Thank you. I'm terrific.
Beautiful day in North Dakota. Are you coming along?
Oh, I'm not. We have a lot of work to do here on some other things. The Senate and House are back in session after their very long recess, so we've got a very full agenda here, but so happy the president is making his fifth trip west of the Mississippi since Inauguration Day and his first trip to North Dakota as president, and that he will be accompanied by none other than Democratic U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp, who probably knows that many North Dakotans are desirous of and demanding of and certainly deserving of major tax reform and tax relief. So I think it's terrific for the president to be there on the ground. I've been to North Dakota. I've seen firsthand the success of your energy development, hydraulic fracturing, and other supportive industries. And we're just really happy to bring the president's message and the promise of tax reform and tax relief to the job creators, to the job holders, and to the job seekers of North Dakota.
I realize the president has a lot on his plate, many things he wants to do. Where does tax reform rank? When you think about what happened after Reagan and 86 and what that did ultimately into the dot-com era, into allowing Bill Clinton to be able to say he was so great for the economy, right, and Bush as well into 2000 and beyond. Just incredible from that event in 86. Obviously, it's extraordinarily important to North Dakota, but really to the entire country and our economy. Where does it rank on the president's agenda?
Well, it's top of the list. It's up there with some other matters. For example, the president has made very clear that he wants Hurricane Harvey relief to get to those who are suffering and in need as quickly as possible. He's relying upon Congress to execute on his promise of those funds from over the weekend and his two visits and the vice president's visit down to the affected areas. That's important. And debt ceiling, of course. Healthcare reform, hope springs eternal, especially when you're a non-politician, successful businessman who thinks you could do many big things all at once in short order, and that you don't have to just pick and choose one or two on your list every cycle or every fiscal year. And then, of course, tax reform. I mean, this is a major priority. It helped President Trump become the president. He's the one who went out there and said, in my terms now, but he basically conveyed to the American people that the IRS and the tax code and the federal government are so intrusive, invasive, expensive and expansive that the regulatory framework, the tax code, the lack of energy production, and of course the anemic growth rate of 2% or less that we're somehow settling for after decades of over 3%, we're now been settling since 2007 for this anemic 2% growth rate or so. All of that has to work together for this president's economic vision to take hold and to really impact people's lives. Now, the stock market loves his presidency, the consumer confidence, small business formation confidence, all types of confidence, home builders' confidence, manufacturing confidence, all of those numbers are way up because the prospect alone of tax reform from this president with a Republican House and Republican Senate pulling it together with him is helping many people to make investments to feel like they can attract and retain an American workforce. And let's make very clear what the tax code revisions would do. Let's take, for example, the offshoring model that has resulted from the current tax code and contrast that with the American model that President Trump's reforms would implement. The current offshoring model means that we have a high tax rate that punishes companies for doing business in this country, encourages them to move their jobs and their wealth to other countries. And these policies also have pushed industries and companies offshore to then import their goods back into America, ironically, at higher prices and lay off their workers in the process. The president's tax reform vision also would repatriate all the trillions of dollars in wealth that is legally parked in other countries. So we want to bring the jobs and the wealth back to this country. Make a tax code that is simpler and fairer and easier to understand. I mean, is there a larger Loch Ness monster in the swamp of D.C. than the IRS? People live in fear of complying with the tax code that we spend billions of hours and billions of dollars annually just to figure out ways to comply with it. It certainly benefits the wealthy in its current configuration because the wealthy can afford accountants and attorneys to help them navigate the code and figure out the different taxes and deductions and exemptions and credits that would benefit them. Others, corporations can hire lobbyists to help them with the tax code. So we want this to be fair for the forgotten man or forgotten woman. The tax code hasn't forgotten them. The tax code has been punishing them for far too long. So we want to make sure that the middle class benefits from this type of tax cut and overhaul and really an overhaul of the code that makes it simpler and fairer for everyone.
You mentioned a moment ago that Senator Heidi Heitkamp will accompany the president along with Senator John Hoeven and Congressman Kevin Cramer, the latter two reliable votes and supporters with the president through good times and bad times. And Senator Heitkamp has been a fierce critic. I mean, not a day passes, most recently on DACA. So I'm hearing from a lot of loyal Trump supporters, good Republicans who say, what in the world would the President of the United States give her campaign fodder by bringing her out here on an issue that she better vote yes on because it has 74% approval in North Dakota for tax reform? What do you say to people that are a little bit concerned about the political support that the president is giving to someone who is very vulnerable with right now a reelect, Kellyanne, of 32%?
Right, but we don't look at the politics here. The president's not running a campaign. He's running to be the president of all Americans and trying to bring much-needed tax relief, health care reform, building the wall, all of it, prosperity and security to all Americans. His first job as president of the United States and as commander-in-chief is the safety and security of the American people, her interests, her allies, and certainly her people. Secondly, it's prosperity. And the president and all of us are very struck and inspired by the North Dakota example. It's a great example of how less bureaucracy and fewer regulations and more, private industry development and just the sheer freedom and moxie and spirit of the individual entrepreneur and individual worker leads to the promotion of American jobs, leads to the type of business environment that allows folks who are even working in, say, I've read many cases of the fast food service industry where people have a very high wage because that's what the market bears there. But, you know, both of the Reagan tax cuts were passed by a Democratic majority in the House, a Democratic speaker, and the vast majority of Democrats in the Senate. People should think about that. That's not so long ago, including a Democratic senator from the great state of North Dakota. And the president will talk about that in his remarks today, that it's not so long ago that you had Democrats like JFK calling for tax cuts and Democratic senators from the state of North Dakota and elsewhere helping President Reagan pass his tax cuts. This is their job. They need to deliver for their citizens. They need to deliver for Americans. This goes to the pipe fitters and the plumbers and nurses and police officers. All these folks who carry our nation on their backs in North Dakota and elsewhere, they have to get the relief that they deserve and they desire, and they're getting it through this president.
By the way, that was Quentin Burdick, who was sometimes called the Tiger of the Senate, who was a Democratic senator that last voted for tax reform. Incredible. And I saw that excerpt from the president's speech. At the end of it, he says, it's time the Democrats, you know, if they continue their obstruction, if they don't want to bring back jobs and raise pay and help America win, voters should deliver a clear message: do your job or find a new job. Now, that that could be directed at none other than Heidi Heitkamp today, I guess, right? That's the other side of the argument that I was just bringing up to you here, that there's some pressure going on her as well.
Well, she'll be in the audience, and she knows the president carried the state by 36 points, and it's and that's not because it's a, quote, red state. You know, that's again, looks at it through the reds and the blues. Let's look at it through the fact that North Dakotans vote for less government and more freedom. And what freedom has meant in the state of North Dakota is, honestly, an economic model that inspires all of us to look at what's happened in your state, obviously through one or two major industries, but really just by the sheer will of good governance and again, the moxie and the entrepreneurship and the creativity and ingenuity of small business owners, of larger employers, the job creators, but also the job holders who must take so much pride in the work that they're doing in North Dakota. And it's just been a rising tide that's lifted so many boats in the state. And we like to hold it up as a model. Now, Senator Heitkamp, has, you know, she even during the Obama administration had co-signed a letter to then Secretary of the Treasury Jacob Lew saying that, quote, undoubtedly comprehensive tax reform is needed. That was in 2014, right before the midterm elections. And she knows, you know, she said, quote, we should empower businesses to be even more competitive, not saddle them with new tax burdens. We should incentivize the creation of jobs, not institute changes that threaten to leave Americans without employment. That's your Democratic senator writing to Obama's Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew in October of 2014. Why is this relevant? Well, if I had just read that to you, it sounds like something that President Trump would say, or Vice President Pence would say, or Senator Hoeven would say. But really, it's what most Americans and most North Dakotans would say. And it's just common sense that you would want to lessen the burdens and empower businesses and job creators to be more competitive and not saddle them with new tax burdens and new regulations. This just makes sense. And I would imagine that Senator Heitkamp will join with some others who are up for re-election next year in her Democratic Party, perhaps Senator Manchin of West Virginia, perhaps Senator Joe Donnelly of Indiana, and others, others in those 10 states that President Trump carried, five, including your state of North Dakota that he carried with double digits of a margin of support. And it's also relevant for another reason. It's relevant because look at the modern Democratic Party. It is not a party where you find many senators like Heidi Heitkamp who are at least willing to take on a tax reform. And it's a party that's moved so far to the left on so many issues.
It's unbelievable.
It's unrecognizable.
And I know I need to let you go, so I'm going to save this question for the next time. But the reaction to DACA is a prime example. This party's off the rails. I mean, they don't even believe in borders, citizenship. It is gone. I mean, it's...
That's right. And if Heitkamp feels that way, she'll be held to account on that, those statements as well. And DACA, I mean, there's no constitutional support for it. And President Obama never intended it to be permanent. And it's a complete subversion of Congress's duty to make the laws of the country, including immigration laws.
God bless you. We're glad you're there, Kellyanne. Take care.
Thanks for having me. God bless you. Bye-bye.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have affordable fire credit.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Connect with Precision Concrete Cutters today. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
I'm at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, to collect a few ideas on how to make every day better for you. And, of course, the spas do that, and the pools do that, and that great patio furniture and all the fun you can have outside does that. But the sauna is probably the healthiest thing you sell. And there's some new studies that suggest we have to think long and hard about being in a sauna all year. Why?
20-year study by the University of Finland, and they tested men, and men who sat in a sauna minimum of 4 times a week have reduced their chance of Alzheimer's or dementia by 66%. And it's the number 5 killer of men in the United States. 66% better chance of not getting that dementia or Alzheimer's by sitting in a sauna.
And many other health benefits you've talked about as well, right?
That's right. I mean, there's wellness, there's detoxification, you sleep better, you truly relax, you get rid of the bad out of the body, the metals. A lot of great reasons.
Take it from Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot 2, online at hotspringnd.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Casey Mones here from Medora's Bully Pulpit Golf Course. He's the PGA Pro. That's the guy you want to give you lessons. And the vacation golf schools have been a hit all summer at Medora, and they go on as long as the course is open, as long as you're here. What's the vacation golf school?
This summer we're doing a vacation golf school, which is our regular stay-and-play package that we always offer. Stay with us in Medora, you get a round of golf at Bully Pulpit, but we're throwing in a 2-hour lesson series with that as well. Starts at 264, gets you one night stay, one round of golf, and then we're going to work a little bit on the range, a little bit on the putting green, so that you're ready to attack this place when you tee off.
And that little help, just a nice little edge when you're out there on this wonderful, challenging but fun course.
It is, you know, and a lot of times with this golf swing, whether you played it 100 times or it's your first time, it's just that one little tweak that we can make that makes the day better.
ask them about the Vacation Golf School, Medora's Bully Pulpit, 1-800-MEDORA-1, or online at medora.com. Thanks, Casey.
Thank you.
10 before the top of the hour, we are live at the Endeavor Refinery, Mandan, North Dakota, taking a look at a beautiful backdrop of where President Trump will take to the podium. The teleprompter is set up, the mic's in place, the podium's there, the seal isn't on there yet, but really the scene is beautiful. I mean, if it stays like this with a beautiful blue sky behind, the refinery stacks behind him, which, by the way, that's vaporized water that's coming out of those stacks. What that is actually to make sure the air is cleaner, because what you're seeing in the water vapor is actually the air cleaner that is part of the process here. But the flag is down. You got a giant flag back underneath the stacks, and it's pretty cool. It really is. So the scene is set for the President of the United States to be here. He lands at 2:40. The speech is supposed to happen at 3:05 after the motorcade comes this way. Any questions or comments, give us a call, 800-228-0550. Congressman Kevin Cramer did get a call to come to the White House, and he will join the President either aboard Marine One or in a motorcade, either one to Andrews Air Force Base, to then join him on Air Force One along with Senator Hoeven and Senator Heitkamp today, and then fly to North Dakota to be here at 2:40 this afternoon. So that's kind of an interesting little wrinkle as well. So a lot of fun things to come yet today. Any questions or comments on the big day, anything you want to hear, lay them on me at 800-228-0550. That's our toll-free telephone number. 800-228-0550. I really enjoyed the conversation with Kellyanne Conway, as usual. They tell me, Scott, she has about 6 or 8 minutes, okay? And I'm thinking, well, I have about 60 to 80 minutes worth of questions, so I don't know how I make that fit in 6 to 8 minutes, but we'll see what we can do. Anyway, I wanted to ask her just about the reaction to this DACA decision by the president. And really all the decision is bringing the law back into focus where it was completely gone under the Obama administration, okay? And proving how absolutely off the rails insane President Trump's critics are. Just look at the reaction to this. First of all, if this is really good policy, Congress should have done it. President Obama was not able to convince them. So he does it by fiat. He says himself at the time, this probably won't last. Of course it won't. It doesn't stand up for the law. And what do people say? I mean, now Trump is again the Antichrist because of this. It's ridiculous. So I wanted to ask her about that, and you heard her sort of at the end want to get in on that issue as well. It'll be reason to have her back. But, I mean, that's something to pay attention to, folks. The reaction to decisions of the presidents by the left. I mean, this resist movement, this no borders movement. These people, they don't want borders. They want us as one world. Okay, they don't want citizens. Okay, you're not a citizen of the United States, you're not a citizen of Canada, you're not a citizen of, no, we're all, you know, it's scary. It's downright scary. Look, I think Congress ought to recognize you've got a number of children here of illegal aliens who are contributing to society. Congress needs to wrestle with that. I would hope as part of a whole border control package, as part of a whole immigration control package, okay, not piecemeal here or there, but the idea that you just disregard the Constitution and the law. Look, if you're an illegal immigrant, you're an illegal immigrant. You can't say, we'll look the other way. Or you have lawlessness. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll have what we had with the Dakota Access Pipeline. Complete anarchy. Can't have that. Just absolutely insane. And the reaction to it's pretty amazing. Anyway, Congressman Cramer, I started to tell you, has been called to the White House to join the president there for the trip to Air Force One, and therefore he will not be able to do the talk radio town hall today. He will do it tomorrow. We're also going to be chatting with Tom Campbell tomorrow. Senator Campbell, of course, a announced candidate for the Republican nomination for the Senate. And so we'll chat with him tomorrow on the program as well about all of this. And you heard Kellyanne Conway, interesting comment there when I asked her about Senator Obama. I'm getting a lot of pushback from people who say, why would the president do this? Why is he elevating Heidi Heitkamp? Why is he making it easier for her to say she's bipartisanship when she demonstrates anything but? It's a fair point. I don't think it's the story of today. I think the story today is the president of the United States is coming to talk about something very important to farmers and ranchers. the oil field workers, to the middle class of our great state, to every sector of this economy. That's the story of the day. But an interesting subheadline is the fact that Senator Heitkamp is along in the political calculation and all that. I think Senator Heitkamp's going to vote for tax reform. She has to. You heard Kellyanne Conway's comments of hers in the past. She has to. She really does. I don't see any other way. And meanwhile, this looks as though she's doing it sort of to work with the president. See, I work with him when he's right. I don't know. I think this is worth thinking about. They're booting us out of the refinery here so the Secret Service can come in and do a little sweep. And so we're going to let them do that. I'll join you by phone here in a couple minutes and make my way back to Todd over at the K-Fire Studios. And we'll be back for live coverage of the president's visit today on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.